The music you hear behind me by Tad Dameron is called Choose Now, which makes it really difficult for the people on the show because they are having a hard time choosing. And that is because they all have a dilemma. They are having a terrible time making up their minds what to do. They are collectively fretting with their collective dilemma. Hey, hey, hi, hi, it's Bill Wood, the jazz guy on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, where our low-power signal can be accessed by islanders simply by turning on their radios. The rest of the world can find us solidly ensconced at voiceofvashon.org online. Our initial dilemma is driving a guy named Ricardo crazy. I don't know who Ricardo is, but apparently Oliver Nelson does. Here's Ricardo's Dilemma by Oliver Nelson.
Thank you.
Dilemma by Ingrid Jensen, trumpet, Christine Jensen, the composer and sister of Ingrid on soprano sax, Gary Versace on Hammond B3 organ, and John Wicken drums. That's just Dilemma in the abstract, just waiting to attach itself to some unfortunate soul, perhaps even Ingrid Jensen. That was Ricardo's Dilemma at the top of the spot by Oliver Nelson, the conductor and arranger, with a solo on soprano saxophone by Jerome Richardson, and the music in the middle, George's Dilemma by Clifford Brown, trumpet. The sufferer in this case would appear to be George Morrow, Clifford Brown's bass player, who must play on in spite of his difficulties, with Harold Land, tenor sax, Richie Powell, piano, and Max Roach, drums. A veritable parade of dilemma here on The Jazz Guy today on The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP Vashon, and voiceofvashon.org online.
VOV programming support comes from Vashon Thriftway. Locally owned and operated since 1965 and offering everything from organic zucchini to a hot latte or garden boots. Now supporting youth sports broadcasts on KVSH, you'll find them on the web at VashonThriftway.com.
Support provided by Hawthorne Stereo, sellers of exceptional hi-fi since 1946. Hawthorne specializes in new and used stereo music systems from vintage turntables to high-end digital streaming and beyond. You can find them on the web at hawthornstereo.com.
Thank you.
tenorist Gordon Brisker at the top of the spot with Dvorak's Dilemma, invoking one of the most miserable and depressing characters in all of literature. So hard to say what his dilemma might have been. Shall I kill my girlfriend's lover? Shall I kill my lover? Shall I kill myself? Hard to say. Tim Higgins was aboard on trumpet with Mike Nock, piano, Anthony Cox, bass, and Billy Hart, drums. Next, we heard Del Feo's Dilemma. Del Feo Marsalis is Wynton's brother and the producer of the Wynton Marsalis album from which this track was taken. Wynton on trumpet wrote the piece, so if you want to know what his brother's dilemma was, you should ask him. Brother Branford was the tenor player, with Kenny Kirkland piano, Charnette Moffett bass, and Jeff Tane Watts drums. And just now you heard Q's Dilemma, referencing its author and tenor player Ike Quebec. Q is not saying what his dilemma was, but it sounds a lot like the blues to me. Freddie Roach participated on the organ along with Milt Hinton bass and Al Harewood drums. And now it is my pleasure and responsibility to turn the mic over to the man who brings the jazz guy to life every week, Mr. Michael Golan Johnson.
You are listening to Dilemmi on the Jazz Guy on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM KVSHLP, Vashon, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online. So, Bill, is there really such a word as dilemmi?
There is now.
So you just made it up.
I love my Latin. Virgil, the wine dark sea, dabit deus his quoque finem.
Which means what? We're having a dilemma, aren't we?
Thank you.
This is our obscure artist section. Chances are you've never heard of the guitar player at the top of the spot, Tommy Tedesco, or just now the clarinetist, Hank D'Amico. Tommy made his living as a studio musician in Hollywood, but he was one hell of a player. His dilemma was not his own, but probably someone in his family named Dee Dee. The supporting guitar was manned by John Koenig, the bass player was Paul Capritto, and the drummer Frank Severino. Hank D'Amico only made one album in his life, in 1954 on a 10-inch Bethlehem LP. His dilemma was his own, Hank's dilemma, and he was accompanied by an equally obscure Billy Triglia piano, with Milt Hinton back again on bass and Charlie Smith drums. If you're a jazz Luddite like me, you might have encountered Bud Freeman's tenor saxophone. In the music in the middle, Bud played Dr. Pacer's Dilemma, accompanied by the twin guitars of George Barnes and Carl Kress. Not solving dilemmae today, just presenting them on The Jazz Guy, on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon, and voiceofvashon.org online.
Thank you to Windermere Real Estate, whose support makes our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at windermerevashon.com.
Voice of Vashon thanks Dental Care of Vashon for its programming support. If you have tooth or gum discomfort, damaged or missing teeth, sleep issues, or need crowns or dental implants, Dr. Demova and her team will bring you relief in a comfortable, caring environment. Call them at 206-457-2744 and find them on the web at dentalcareofvashon.com.
Thank you.
the Modern Jazz Quartet with Delaunay's Dilemma, referencing Charles Delaunay, the French jazz writer who compiled the very first jazz discography, was a founder and owner of the famous Hot Club of France and Django Reinhardt's manager. Whatever his dilemma was, it sounds like a choice among happy possibilities. John Lewis piano, Milt Jackson vibes, Percy Heath bass, and Keddy Clark drums. Our departing dilemma, Dixie's Dilemma by Warren Marsh, is a reminder that this show is all about mystery, a show about dilemmae that we know nothing about, but yet were important enough that they inspired music to be named after them. You are listening to the voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP Vashon, and voiceofvashon.org online. And this is Bill Wood, the Jazz Guy. So long. Thanks for listening. Stay awake, stay alert, and above all, stay cool. Everybody.